what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they're as much fun to listen to as playing family board games. Remember Monopoly, Sorry, all that stuff? Life. Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Just keep in mind, listening to the media is kind of like playing the games that were boring. Oh, yeah. That was no fun. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because I may be many things, and I am those many things. But boring is probably not one of them. Also, humor that will force... Oh, we already did that one. Humor that will force you to think. I could do that again.
That was pretty good. I was going to say, wake up, Dave. We got a show to do.
Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care.
Not a clue.
Not just like, yeah, whatever. Hey, but for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy, you know. Is your Christian faith boring? I mean, is your Christianity boring? It's like, hey, do the same thing. Go to church, do this. Go to the Bible study, do this. Open my Bible, just pray. Is it boring? Hey, it's not God's fault if it's boring. How can engaging with the creator of the universe be boring? Ow! If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We just want you to reach out to us and touch base. Give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you make that phone call, it's earth-shattering, because you know what? You'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite!
All right, now, this doesn't apply to yesterday. I'll tell you why in a little bit. But talking to Dynamite D is like drinking a cold glass of water or lemonade on a hot Texas day.
Now I want to know the other story.
Yeah, very refreshing. Now, yesterday was a little different because right at about 7 o'clock at our house, there were multiple little ping pong missiles dropping all over, so much so that we had to bring in both vehicles in the car, even though they both don't fit. But we put them in there. We didn't close the garage. But I have rarely driven a car where the windshield was going ta-king, and I'm thinking, did that just crack the windshield? Ta-ting, did that just crack the windshield? Only 900 times in the three-second drive I made it to get it from the driveway to the garage.
Oh, man, Dave, I hate that.
Yes, it was a very unique experience. I just want to say that. If the hailstones coming in Revelation are hundreds of pounds, and ow, that's all I'm going to say. Hey, you can also, by the way, reach us by texting 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Here we go on the Pro Voice.
214-210-8483.
So you can reach out to us that way as well. On top of everything else, you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. David, D-A-V-I-D, not supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, not anti-disestablishmentarianism. Just David, not premillennialism, amillennialism, dispensational millennialism, just David at hemusincrease.org. So you can do that. We're also going to send you up to the website. Before we do, two things to tell you. Number one, 3 weeks from yesterday, I'll be speaking at Murphy Road Baptist Church. That information is on the website. Also, this Friday, we are going to be privileged to have Tanya Magnus with us, who is one of the directors of Choose to Soar Ministries. And so we're excited to have her as a part of sharing with the audience. Get really excited. She is great. She's got lots of influence. She blesses people for the kingdom of God. We're going to give her the full opportunity to share her ministry and share her heart. That's what we want to do, because we want to support one another. Those things are all important. Plus, that little thing called Givey, that's good. Try and do that on the website as well. Check out HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
That's all, folks.
There you go. All right, everybody, goodbye. That's the end of the show. No, I'm kidding. a couple things to remind you. Don't forget, it's June Buddies. We're in June. It's June, what, 11th? Is it 12th? It's the 12th. June 12th,
June
right?
12th. Dave.
Wow. June 12th today. And so you got to be listening for people, either by Phil's or people that call in or something we talk about. Find a person, pray for them throughout the month. I will send a congratulations out to our good friend Al, who became a, how do you say that? He has recently obtained a son-in-law, which means his daughter got married. Congratulations to him and to their family. What a blessing that is. Unless, of course, he had to pay for it, and then it has its moments. So we got that rolling. Don't forget, if you've got a praise report or a prayer request, you're welcome to reach out to us. We're just going to do our best. And just in case you're trying to figure it out, well, is this like, you know, are you guys like really holy? Yes, we are full of holes like Swiss cheese. That's how holy we are. In addition, though, we're trying to follow the Lord step by step. So if you've got a prayer request, let's do it. If you've got a praise report you want to share, do it. Let's share it, because people are blessed by that, and people love stuff like that, and it encourages them. Additionally, we do this thing, weird thing, called teaching every once in a while. Teaching, it could be preaching, it could be reaching, it could be any of those things. We are in 1 Timothy, and we are at, basically, we're at verse 6. We did that before, but I want to go back and then kind of do the runway through it all. So 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 6 say, and this is in reference to the qualifications for a bishop, not a novice. Remember, we talked about this, somebody who's green, not a novice. This being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation of the devil. Not only can you not be a novice in that position, because one, you have to be tested. You have to be seasoned. The exact thing I said before about the young couple who've been married a month and wanting to teach marriage class. It's like, come back in 5 years and 1 month.
I was just about to tell you to tell that story again, because that was so, that tickled me, Dave.
The people that I talked to, they're wonderful people. So I don't want you to get this wrong idea. This was a while ago. Professional people, right? And they were married for 1 month, and they wanted to be the ones to teach marriage class. And it's like, it's not that I'm opposed to that, other than they need to have a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for? Mileage. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not even willing to unsay it. It's novice is somebody who's green.
Little tread on the tires.
Little tread on the tires that's been a little worn off, so that you can get past your first amazing fight and then help others to do that. Not everything is perfect in the first month, people. So why that's important is because a person who's in this office needs to be somebody who's got some season on them. They don't have to be bad or anything. You just got to have a little time, a little bit of space in the kingdom. It's very interesting, because the next connection says, and I think in the King James and in the New King James, it says, lest he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Okay, you know, and the whole point is, hey, you don't want this person who's going to take this position to fall into the condemnation of the devil. Well, what's the condemnation of the devil? Well, take a look at Revelation chapter 20, and you'll find out that the devil gets tossed into the lake of fire. So we don't want that, right? And what was it that really got the devil in trouble? And I'm not going to go into it right now, because our time is limited, but Isaiah 14, 12 through 14, Ezekiel 28, 12 through 18, those two passages make it pretty clear that Satan was filled with pride. And his pride said, I'm as good as this. I'm as good as this. I'm as good as this. There's no wonder that Satan supports the woke crowd of being proud. Of course. That's in his realm. And just in case you're wondering, because I don't want you to miss this, Adam and Eve were tempted with this and fell for it when Satan said this, you know, if you eat that fruit, you'll be like God. He won't be bigger than you. You'll be just on his level. So I understand everybody's shooting for equality, but in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, it's humility, not equality, that's called for. And you might not like that, but Jesus doesn't care. Dave, this is Monday. Stop. No, these are the kind of things that we don't get taught enough. And I'm not talking, we talk about it here on the show, but look, there's pastors, they need to be in there going, look, we are before the Lord, picking up our cross daily, sacrificing our life, yielding ourselves. You're not fighting for the right to be equal, to the right to party, the right to anything else. You are surrendering to Jesus Christ every day. And if you're not, you're failing him. How far did Jesus go? All the way to the cross. That's how far he went. So in this text, it's like, look, you can't have somebody who's new, because if they're new, what's going to happen? They'll puff up with pride.
Hey, I'm a new Christian. I've been a Christian for 3 weeks. I'm a bishop.
Like, no, bad idea, bad plan, because that person will fall under the same condemnation of the devil. Yikes, right? That's serious stuff. Because pride puts us in that position. So, what, you know, is it like, well, wait, Dave, I'm proud to be a Christian. Different kind of pride. There's a pride that's proud to be connected to. Sure, there's nothing wrong with that. But the pride of arrogance and defiance and superiority, those are bad. How bad? Bad enough for Satan, who all these Satan worshipers, is just the dumbest thing to me. All these Satan worshipers, right? He gets cast. He's stuck on the earth. Now, how do you know he's stuck on the earth? Well, you don't forget. Don't even use Revelation. Just use the book of Rome or of Job. Where you been, Satan? I've been roaming to and for, all up and down, all around on the earth. Why? Because he doesn't have a choice. That's why. So in his pride and arrogance, God said, you're confined here. You can't go outside of my footstool. It's right here. You stay right here.
These guys think they're going to win.
See, that's what's so amazing. It's like, wow, there is no rationale here. That's right. There is no rationale. There's no rationale when you're dealing with the father of lies. So it's important for us to grasp. Look, you can't be new. You got to be seasoned. You got to be in it. And even if you get a position like this, which is awesome, if you remember that fill that you hear when Jim Daly talks about taking the fill over in the position at Focus on the Family, he was so humbled. That's the spirit you want to have. The Lord blesses you, gives you a miracle, does something just fantastic, provides for you. You shout it from the rooftops, but you didn't deserve it. You received it. And you can just say, thank you. That's the way to do it. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
The David Spoon Experience.
So in this position, I have the opportunity to interview people and have so for the last 5 years from all across the range of Christianity, from authors and from actors and musicians. We are about to have an opportunity we've never had on this show. We actually have Lee Strobel on the phone with us. It was 19 years ago, I believe, this September 1st, where his book came out, The Case for Christ. If you're Jewish like I am and then became a Christian, that was when you went, oy vey, this book was a life changer for many, and now it's a movie. Lee, are you there on the phone with us?
I am, David. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic. Thrilled to have you on the show. It's
Thank you. My privilege.
I just got to start. I know they give you a list of questions just so you can know, Lee. I never use them. So
good for you.
It's like, come on. I want to tell you, we're brothers here in the Lord. Talk to me. First of all, you wrote this book, The Case for Christ. Let's first talk about the writing of the book, and then we'll talk about that connection to the movie. Why did you write this book?
Well, I didn't start out to do that. I mean, I was an atheist. My wife became a Christian. So in order to try to rescue her from this Christian cult, I decided to use my journalism training and legal training and disprove Christianity to show that the resurrection never really happened. Of course, I ended up coming to the opposite conclusion and ended up coming to faith. But I did this investigation for my own edification, for my own education, not because I wanted to write a book. And then it was actually later my wife said to me, hey, you ought to write a book about that. I said, really? And she said, sure. So that's how the book came about.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Getting ready for your first trivia question. It is similar to one we did last week. It's not the same, but it's similar. Okay? I'm using the word similar so that you can understand that it's similar. Here's your trivia question. Okay? What happened to Daniel after he opened his windows and gave thanks to God? He opens his windows, he gives thanks to God. What did they do to him? What happened? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. What did they do to Daniel after he prayed when his windows were opened? What did they do to him? If you think you know, reach out to us. In the meantime, we'll do our DNA. DNA, the D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Every day that ends in Y. That's what we're looking for. Spend some time with the Lord. It does not have to be. You know what? I want to say this kind of carefully. It does not have to be the exact same time, but it can be. It does not have to be the exact same words, but it could be in a similar fashion. It can have a model to it, like Jesus modeled the prayer. It can have a heartfelt, just going with the flow, see what happens kind of thing. None of that is what's at discussion. What's at discussion is just spending the time. I know it's terrible to say it, but it is truth. It is like getting in his presence is the key. Once you're there, you'll be fine. But you got to push through the distractions and everything that stops you from closing in. That's D. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never. How often? Never. How often? Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, no matter what. The left, the woke, the media, the academic, the Hollywood, the politicians, or even the president says. Doesn't matter. It matters what Jesus said. You can read. You know what to do.
And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, which means OPM, other people matter, which means, and we're going to find out when we get into Job how really accurate this is, it's not all about just us.
It's all about me. It's all about me.
You're going to find out, nope, yep, that's not going to work. And the Lord wants us to carry one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. That's a part of it. That's our DNA. Okay? All right, we do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question in regards to the question we asked. Let's send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is the similar brother in Christ.
What's happening, similar brother in Christ? How are you?
Good. Oh, my goodness. I love your sense of humor and your love to serve the Lord. Yeah.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Now, the sense of humor part, I think my wife would be the first one to say to you, eh. You know what I'm saying? But she loves me nonetheless.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, what happened to Daniel when he gave thanks to God when he opened his windows? What'd they do to him?
Oh, they accused him that he's worshiping and disobeying the king's order.
And what was the result of that? Where did they put him?
To prison.
And who was in the prison with him?
With the descendants. Sunday school story, Daniel and the Lions.
There you go. The Lion's Den!
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for. Nice job. Nice job. Nice job. Nice job. How are you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. I want to ask a prayer. I think on other day I got little. Yeah, feel threat and become jealous of one of my Christian brother, and I repented, and I want to ask you to pray with me so it that God will help me not to feel insecure.
Okay, that's a good prayer.
Yeah, because it was about the position I'm hoping to apply and get, but I felt like that brother is reaching out as well, so I feel a little threatened and become jealous. So
okay.
That's in a nutshell.
All right, let's pray. I got you. I know where you're going with that. Let's pray about it, okay?
Yes.
Father, we come before you right now, not just for our brother, but for every one of us, because we all have this going in on our struggles from time to time. Sometimes it seems like our flesh creeps up at the weirdest, most inconvenient times. And so, Lord, we're asking that not just Samson, but all of us would have this mindset, this heart, that when one of us around us gets blessed or gets chosen or favored, that we would learn the way you want us to learn to rejoice for our brothers and our sisters, that we would stop feeling the self and the selfish and the self-centeredness, which is difficult, Lord, but that you would give us the capacity to rejoice in the blessings of others even as much as we can rejoice in the blessings for ourselves. We need your help. Can't do this without your power. Can't do this without your blessing. Can't do this without our Lord Jesus Christ. Please help us to do this. Forgive us when we don't. And help us to do and do it right in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome, bro.
Thank you.
You are welcome, bro.
Oh.
All right, God bless you.
Hey, I asked the brother Dynamite to give me lemonade, but he didn't give me the lemonade.
So. Okay.
He put me through to you.
That's right. That's right. He's right. He gave you the other stuff.
Well, I asked Dave. I asked him with or without sugar.
Good line.
And I said I'll leave it up to him, and he just put me through to you.
That's a wise show controller right there. Good job.
I love you both. All right.
God bless.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's get back to this text. And I'm going to – I've only got 2 minutes, but I'm going to don't get mad at me. A little more controversy here than we typically normally get into. It says this, not a novice being being puffed up with pride. He fall under the same condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony. Stop. A good testimony. Not the best testimony in the world. Not Mr. Fancy. Not I can write a book about my testimony. A good testimony. Just a good testimony. Just say, okay, got it, right? But wait, good testimony. Among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach in the snare of the devil. Now, believe it or not, something as simple as that has multiple views. I know you think, what do you mean? Well, when it says those outside, there's a group of people that think those outside mean outside the church, okay? There's a group of people that think those outside mean outside of the inner circle of a church and have to do with the general population of the church. There's another group of people that think that those outside have to do with the church collective and has nothing to do with unbelievers. There's another group who believe it's only unbelievers, but unbelievers who are relatively normal, who aren't just looking to crucify every Christian that exists on the planet. You can already see just from those four points of view, well, there's a lot there. Because some people will never accept Christians. They would never give a good testimony to a person, no matter what the case may be. Well, that can't be a qualifier because they don't, you know, they hate themselves, let alone everybody else. So that can't qualify. So I'm going to tell you what I think. I don't care. I have an opinion. I have a position. I do. I just absolutely don't think it applies to those who just hate Christians, no matter what the case may be. So I think it could be multiple in the application, both unbelievers who are relatively normal and then believers also outside of their sphere. That's my take. You can figure it out yourself. I support you. I love you. I'd never not fellowship with you over it. Okay? All right, great. All right, folks, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
For the president of Focus on the Family, when you got that position, I'm talking the initial moment that you knew you were getting that position, were you thinking, what?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Given my background, I was going, no, no, no. In fact, I got home, said to my wife, Jean, this is what I've been asked today. And she looked at me and said, who would have thunk it? That summed it up. That was that entire day. I was just like, oh, my goodness. My wife and I used to pray for the poor guy coming behind Dr. Dobson.
Now you were praying for yourself. You didn't even know it.
That's exactly right. Does he have a sense of humor or what?
That's great stuff. Excellent material and an excellent interview, Jim. I really appreciate it. You did a great job, and I just want to thank you from my whole heart just for all the work that you're doing, for the people that you're blessing, and for this project that you guys have been working on Irreplaceable. Nice job.
Thanks, David.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.